Hello, good morning. Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Ruben. Am I speaking with Lisa? I'm looking up roofing.
Yes. Yes.
Excellent. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing?
All right. And yourself?
Doing great. Doing great. Thank you very much for asking. We appreciate you calling back. We actually try to reach out to you Friday in regards to your cancellation request. Is that accurate?
Okay. Yep. That's correct.
All right. So while I pull this up, let me just mention the call will be recorded for quality assurance. Just to go through the security question, may I have your mother's maiden name?
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Thank you. So I noticed that on the email you mentioned that you wanted to cancel due to the fact you couldn't afford the services. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's part of it. And part of it is that all I get on this is spam calls. And I'm just over it and done with it. I can't.
Oh, okay. So you're only getting spam calls?
Spam calls all day. Yep. And I can tell because they're coming from the tracking line. And you guys send me all these notices that say you got new leads. And none of them have been leads. Literally zero. So, I mean, it's just the numbers aren't working out for me, and I'm doing my tax prep right now and stuff, and my accountant's, like, gave me a list of things that I should cancel, and that was among them, so.
Okay. Okay. No, and I understand, right, and any decision that you take, of course, we respect, right? Now, this being month to month with no commitments, results are absolutely everything, right? We need to see a profit. That's the whole goal of this. So, with that being said, I do see we've had the verification pending. Have you received our emails?
I'm sure I've received emails from you guys. Most of them have said, you know, you have new leads and this is what it is. I'm really not going to change my mind, and I don't want to waste your time. And I'm sure your job is to try to get me to not cancel and everything. And I'm sorry that that's, you know, that's the situation, but My mind is not going to be changed.
And
be the last month.
Gotcha. And like we said, any decision that you take, we completely respect. Main reason I'm here is to essentially give you options, right? Make sure that you understand exactly how the offboarding process works. You know, as you can imagine, for example, with the package that you had, we were paying for multiple things, right? Like the website, the call tracking number, the Facebook ads, the optimization. Right now, mm-hmm. with Facebook, for example, since being on a public space, you know, there is a possibility to receive spam calls. Right. So I understand the frustration that you were getting spam calls. But that was in reference to the ad that was proactively being shown. Now, that being said.
No, it's from my website.
From your website. Right. The website was mm-hmm. linked to the Facebook ad. Are you familiar
okay.
with
Yeah, I am. Can we just, I really have a lot of stuff to do. I'm sorry. I just really need to do what I need to do and kind of get done. I don't have time to go over the whole thing.
Okay. No, and I understand, right? And like we said, main reason I bring this up is the fact that, you know, the verification, which was the most important part, you know, to actually stand out on Google, we didn't take care of that. Right. So we can actually offer you the free month of service. I can offer you the hosting only package for $49 a month if you want to keep the website active. If you want to buy the domain, like we said, you mentioned on the email you wanted to be the owner of the domain. You certainly can. It's a one-time fee of $99 to purchase the domain, but that doesn't include the design, right? It'll basically be an empty website. So the other option is the hosting only. I can actually give you the free month of service this upcoming month. I mean, it's not a matter of just of taking the payment. It's a matter of making sure that you're getting the most out of your investment. So, you know, we can try to get in touch with you, but we need your help to comply with Google, right? Which was, like we said, one of the biggest things to bring in new customers. How about if we take that route, take advantage of the free months of service so we can help you make sure that you're set up properly on Google with the verification?
No, I just want to pay for the domain and I'll be done. Thank you.
Okay. So you don't want to take advantage of the free month of service for the verification?
No. Okay. No, because I'm not going to have time to call back and cancel it, and this is part of the problem, and there are too many things that I'm not able to keep track of, so.
I understand, and I can actually offer myself to give you a call back before any billing, right? All calls are recorded for quality assurance. We're not looking to bill, like we said. Even if you want to cancel, want to make sure that you at least, you know, get set up properly, because it's been months, Lisa, I understand. But we've been trying to reach out.
I did have the Google certification. I did get it with the Google thing, and then we moved. And then it created this big hassle again, and I tried four times to fix it with my address on the website, and it kept reverting back to it being an Estacada, which it's not. And even it put my new address with the old Estacada, with the still the word Estacada or the city of Estacada. I mean, like, I'm just done with it. I just don't want to deal with it anymore. I mean, like, I literally tried to do the Google verification like four times after I moved, and it keeps giving me problems because, the website would not let me change the things that I needed to change on it. So I'm just really done with it.
I get it.
It's still displaying that I'm an Estacada, and I'm not an Estacada. I definitely tried to change my address when I moved, and it's still getting up there wrong, and so I'm done.
I get it. Okay. And that's completely understandable, Lisa. I mean, in regards to making big adjustments like the address, you know, making a change like that, we do need to get notified, right, so we can make the adjustment on the website. Main reason being is that we revert it back to the original address, because having the address consistent is important. Now, I see we were hiding the address, though, right? So usually, for example, if you have issues submitting the video, then we talk to Google and we get a live representative through a video call to get you verified, right? That way we can ensure we don't have any hassles. You know, after the...
Hey, I have a kid that's homesick today that's vomiting, so I really got it, like... I need to do what I need to do right now, and I need to go. I can't even have a conversation right now. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be bitchy. I know I'm probably coming across as bitchy, but this is just, you know, one more thing that's on my plate right now, and I need to get it done.
Yeah, no, I'm so sorry to hear that. And I can get off the phone. Like we said, we can go ahead and proceed with the cancellation. We would just be charging, like we said, the $99 to pay for the domain. And we would be sending the EPP code over. Do you already have somebody that's going to build the website for you?
Yes.
Okay. So at this point, we could go ahead and proceed with the cancellation. Last thing I want to bring up, just to keep your options open, we can put the account on hold with no commitments. Do you want to place the account on hold, Lisa, up to May?
No, I need to cancel. Thank you.
All right. So I'll go ahead and proceed. You will be receiving confirmation both through text and email of the account being canceled within the next 24 hours, along with your confirmation number, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do you have any questions?